We are learning with Sechz Babasra Daf Kochotes Amad Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Kochotes Amad Aleph, beginning of a line. Amar Rav Sheshes Mino Aminilor. Rav Sheshes said that even if you say two sodois and two mnei odom, which means they say the property, the house on Park Avenue is going to Reuven Matana, and the house on Geffen Drive is going to Shimon B'Yerusha, still it's considered Matana on both, and it works. Amar Rav Sheshes Mino Aminilor. How do I notice? The time within a braisa. Oimet Nu Shekel Abri B'Shabbos. Someone is a Shchimira, or he's going away on a business trip, and he says, give from my estate a shekel every week to my son for support. And the truth is, Veruyan Litan Sela, this person needs, he has a big family, he needs a Sela. Sela is double a shekel. He needs a Sela a week in order to live. The halacha is, Noisin Lehem Sela. Even though the Shchimira said a shekel, we say it doesn't really mean a shekel. He means to say that I think that's what you need, and I don't want you to waste money. But if you figure out he needs a Sela, I've had to give him a Sela. But if it says a lashon like this, Ma'amar, al titulem el shekel, don't give them only a shekel. Ain't nice to them el shekel. Then it's clear what he wants. He's not saying here just to be frugal. He's saying go only give him a shekel. So then you only give him a shekel, even though he needs more. Vim Omar, and if he speaks out, im mesu, he says on himself that if he dies, yirshu acherim tachteyem. It means he says on this son. He says about the son, that when the son dies, it shouldn't go to the son's yershin. My rest of my estate should go to a different person. Mama, in Mesu, if the sons die, yershu, acherim, other people should get the Yerusha, which means not my children. Someone else, a stranger. Then next in line. So then, yershu, acherim, tachteyim, ben shom atnu, ben shom atnu, enes nom ha-shekel. Because then we know that he means bedafka shekel. Because he's saying, I want to have left over. I want to give, you know, I have a friend, his name is Yankel Pfefferkorn. I want to give him the my rest of my estate. So, of course, I don't want you to use it up. So when I say a shekel, I meant dafka a shekel.
You're saying you buy that or the son dies?
No, son dies. The guy is dying now. He's saying is that for my estate, the way I want my Yerusha set up is, give the guy a shekel a week. So we say, no, it really means a sell a week because he needs that much money. But if he says that after the son dies, it shouldn't continue with the son's yerushim. It will continue to someone else. The halacha is that it's a yeah. The halacha is that then I mean dafka shekel. Bein shama tnu, bein shama al tetnu, ein nois mal shekel.
Okay. When
he says that he's alive, he dies right away.
So a father can be master then say trying to give his son a shekel after he's dead, the son's yerushim.
No, he's not. He can do whatever he wants before he's
yours. Who owns the balance of the money at the day after?
It's the Tanai. The father made a Tanai in it. The father made a Tanai in the money.
And he said he made a Tanai, but right now there's $1 million in
the account. Yeah, so
the father's dead. Who owns the money?
The father said the money is going to be in an estate and it's going to be given to him this way.
He has the right to limit his money in the estate?
Yeah, yeah. There's Lach of Acharech, of course, yeah. He says, I'm giving it to my, it's like giving it, not giving the whole principle. He's only giving as long as he's alive. He's giving him money, shekel a week. That's how he's giving it out. And that's the raya over here. V'hocha, the k'shtei sav's name, v'adam dami, v'k'tani d'kani. Here, he said, Elosha matana labana. Why? He said, t'nu shekel. And then he said, yirshu acherim. Here he said, t'nu labana. So he changed it from yirush to matana, which he has full right to do. You could change, but life in your lifetime, you could change yirush into matana. That's not a problem. We said it a bunch of times already. If you lost matana, you could change. The only time you can't change the complexity of yirush is if I say yirush. That's mas nashu kashu taira. But if I say matana, I could do it. He said tenu shekel a week. That's what he said. But the problem is, he said yirshu acherim takdayim. For the stranger, he said yirshu. So you see, if it's yirush, that's mas nashu kashu taira. The acherim that yirush is the son. The son has his own yirushim. Teretz is, we use the word tenu from the beginning to go on the second thing. So it's a raya, even though it's two different people, two different properties. You say it's the same estate. No, whatever from the estate was eaten. This is a different part of the estate. So it's like two sadas and two people. And it says clearly, this is the kasha of Rav Shesha and everyone else. It's a raya to me. So the Gemara, who moisev law, who mafarek law. He answers the kasha. Rav Shesha asks the kasha, but he asks the kasha. He says, you know what, I can answer for you guys. But Roy Uli Yarsha. We're talking about Yershu Acherim Tachteya means, it wasn't stam strangers. It was another one of the sons. What he did was like this. He said, I have three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Tanu, Reuven, and Shimon a shekel a week. Now, Tanu, you don't have to come to Yechem and break up, because Tanu is Tanu. Give Reuven and Shimon a shekel a week. When Reuven and Shimon die, the rest of the Yerusha goes to Levi. Now, here, it works, because Levi is not a stranger. Levi is one of his sons. And therefore, it works, even though you use Lashon Yerusha. You're not using Lashon Matana, Lashon Yerusha works. That's the answer. Like, look at Rashbam, but Roy Uli Yarsha. Look at Rashbam, like halfway down the narrow lines. The Hayd Konu Acherim Blash Yerusha, Lav Mashum the Mahani Lelash Matana, the Idach. El Mashum the Hani Acherim have a Ruuyim Li Yarsha. Could go in Bonov. Vehikidom, what's the case? Going to Lashnaim and Bonov Tiva Lash Shekha Bashabbos. The Imezu, if they die, Yerush Echad Mashar Bonov Kalamaiser, all the rest of it. Oid Bonov Acherim. Yikanami Bonov Mahani, and even Yikanami Bonov Mahani Shemesu. And even these chevro who died have children. Still, Rabbi Yechim Breiko says that I could limit, and but if the guy's a Yerush, I can limit the Yerush just to him. So that's the answer to the Breisa. But royal Yerush, Rabbi Yechim Breiko. Okay, so that Rosh Hashanah answered his other Amorayim, he answered the Kasha on that. Omar of Ashi, Toshima, drop me another Raya, and this will be a Raya, maybe there will be an upslag on the other Mandi Amra. Toshima says like this. If someone says, Nichsai Lecha, if someone says, I'm giving you the Nechasim to you, V'acharecha Yerush Pleini, and afterwards someone else should be Yerush, not the Yerush of the first guy. The first guy, let's say, is Reuven. Nichsai Lach to Reuven, who may be his son, V'acharecha Yerush Pleini, afterwards a stranger will be, the Aminadav, whatever the name is, will be Yerush it. And not the Yerushim of Reuven. And after that, Aminadov, Yerush Pleini, someone else, not Aminadov's Yerushim, someone else than Ganson. So what's the halacha? Meis Rishon, when the first one dies, Kona Sheni. The second one's Kona. Meis Sheni. When the second one dies, Kona Shlishi. The third one is Kona. But the Meis Sheni, Vechaya Rishon, the second one died in the Chayav Rishon, Yachzuru Nechosim, Yerush Rishon. Then the Chosin go back to the Yerush Rishon. You know why? Because the third guy only gets him the Koyach number two. If number two never gets it, so three never gets it either. And stays by number one, and when number one dies, it gets the Yerusha.
What's Yachzur?
Means that it would have gone be going to the Sheni, so it just stays by the Rishon. Yeah, Losh Yachzur just means it stays there. So, it means stays there, Yachzur Chosin be Yerush Rishon. Instead of going to the Sheni or to the Shlishi, if she's not alive, it goes stays by the Rishon. Because here it says, Nichsai Lecha, which if the guy himself is not a Yerush, you could teach Nichsai Lecha to mean a Matana. That's fine. But it says, Acharecha, Yerush Pleini, Lost in Yerusha. So Chayra has a work to the second one, it says Yerush. Teretz is, it's going with the Losh Matana of Nichsai Lach is going on Yerush. So it's a raya that it works by Shtei Sadas, Shtei Bnei Adam. B'hacha de Shtei Sadas. Shtei Bnei Adam Dami, V'ktani de Kana. M'chi Teima Hachinami, Broi Eli Yerushai. Maybe here also, you will teach. That's talking about Broi Eli Yerushai. That here, the second guy is Broi Eli Yerushai, one of the sons. That's what I'm saying, one of the sons. And therefore it works. Rabbi Yechem Reikin is going to be Yechem Reika. Yahachi, it's not true. Why? Yahachi says, Meis Sheni, Kana Shlishi. After the second one dies, it goes to the third one. The problem is that when you make a Yerusha to someone, you can't say Acharecha to the next one. Vaha, Hashalach Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Avi, Lediv Rabbi Yechem Reika, Nichse Lecha, Vacharecha Leplaini, Verishon Royal Yarsha. In the case we say, it's a little different than this case, but in the case we say Nichse Lecha, and the first guy is Royal Yarsham, then we teach Nichse Lecha to mean a Yerush, not Matana. Then, the loch is, there's no Acharecha Leplaini. Verishon Royal Yarsha, Ein L'Shein Amakon Rishon Klum, She'ein Zeh Losh Matana, El Losh Yerusha. Nichse Lecha is Losh Yerusha. V'Yerusha Ein L'Hefstik, which means like this. Once the first guy, Reuven, is a son like a Yerush, and he gets a Teres Yerusha, there is no way for a father, this is what you were asking for really, no way for a father to say that Yerusha could go to someone else. Once he's Yerusha, it's his. That state is his. If I say, you get my Yerusha, but after you die, I want to go there. If it's a Yerusha, it's a Yerusha. You have no right to do it. Only if it's my Tanah, could you keep control of it. So the problem is like this, that if the second guy was really a Yerush, So then it says acharecha l'shlishi can't be. You can't have acharecha l'shlishi. Why can't you have acharecha l'shlishi? Because it doesn't work acharecha by your yairish. So therefore, it can't be a riachim breaker. So it's back shver. It says over here they say nixi l'chav acharecha yairish pliny. It works. The pliny is not a yairish and still works. The yairish. Why does it work? Teretz nixi l'chav is going on that. Loshem Atana is going on that. So you see, it has to be that shnei bnei adam and shnei sotus works. Hello. It's a cash on everyone besides for Rav Sheshis the whole, Shtei Sadeh, Shtei Velen work. Rav Sheshis and Ravin, Vashem Rav Yechanan, it's not a cash on them, but on everyone else, it's a cash on, Avada works, Matana in the same Inyan works on everything. That's what comes out. Tiyufta the Kula Tiyufta. It's afraid the Gemara, Lehman Amit, to have a Tiyufta the Rav Shlokish. Maybe it's a cash on Rav Shlokish also. Now Rav Shlokish said, he was like an independent cheetah, and he said, if you say, Yirish Pliny, you Pliny, the Sadeis Shinasatim Lahem, they should be Pliny Yirishu. They should be Yirishu. So he said that the Losh Shinasatim is going like on both, but Smash may need that. Without that, it wouldn't be good. So it's a kasha. Lehman Avitiv Darash Lakish, because Shlakish has that whole concoction to make Matana go back on everyone. Look how it works even without that. But Tizbara. And maybe you'll say, maybe it's taka machlekes. Va'amarava, it's taka tiyufta on Rosh Lakish. But maybe it is taka tiyufta. Vaha, amarava. Rava says, Hilchasa, this is in Yevamis, Hilchasa kavasei the Rosh Lakish, behind class. That we pass the Rosh Lakish in three things. And these are one of the three things. So it can't be that he's slugged up. So Mara says, like kasha, kam b'teich le'dibur, kam l'ach le'dibur. Rosh Lakish holds that if you say it b'toich de dibur, then it works. And that was the case of nichsi l'chav acharecha yiris pliny. But if you say it after b'toich de dibur, you have to say this whole lashon. Like the Rashbam explains in the middle of the words there, v'hocha kama Rosh Lakish, lo'olam le'kana b'la'acha k'dei dibur, ach yomer pliny, so on and so forth. Olam b'acha k'dei dibur. But the case of the Mishnah over here, the Brice over here, that says nichsi l'chav acharecha yiris pliny, is talking about a case of Toich de Rashbam, the one we answer everyone by saying that this price is Toich de Dibur, and that we have Toich de Dibur. That's the kasha of the Rashbam. So Rashbam answers that he says like this. If you want, I can read it inside some of it. This is around the 15 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Dimi. So mi Rav Dimi v'Rav Elazar Toisvul Gamri. The Amri like Kana El Basada Achas or Yodam Echa. They say either have to be one person or one field, but two Sadas or two Bnei Adam loy. They do a filo techle dibur Amri like Kana. Even the deal wouldn't be Kana. Why? The Isa the Kana of Shtei Sadas and Yodam techle dibur. If it's possible, two Sadas to be the Kana techle dibur, Leshmin the Kana, tell me you're Kana that, and Kalshaka and Sada Achas Vadam Echa. Mashal is bothered by this, but Pshan Rashbam is that he's saying is, that if it's in one Inyan, that's definitely better than Toich Kedei Dibur. And if he still holds that one Inyan does not work, he says, if you tell me Toich Dibur works, so then for sure one Inyan works. He should have said a big Chiddush, that I could say two separate Sadas to Rabbi Adam, Toich Dibur, and that works, then I would know for sure that Adam Echad, Shtei Sadas, or Shtei Sadas, Adam Echad, or Adam Echad, Shtei Sadas, that it works. Shtei Sadas, Adam Echad, or Sada Achas, Shtei Adam, I would know that for sure works. Because Inyan Echad is more partial than Toich Dibur. So since they didn't say the Chiddush Toich Dibur, obviously hold that Toich Dibur does not work. That's what he says. And therefore, it's Shver, why does this work? I can't get a kasha on them. The Rishbam is proving that they hold Toich Dibur does not work. Because if they would have said that Chiddush, then we kavu chayim into that case over there. That's the Rashbam says, Mashal very bothered by it, so you can leave it by Akasha. This is Akasha, really, why it's not Teretz to them. But Al Kapanim, we're answering in Rosh Lakish that the case of Nichsil Chav HaKarecha is Toich Kedei Dibur. Masha Inkein, the case of Rosh Lakish was after Kedei Dibur. Zot the Gemara. So I think I read it in Zot, I read it one time. Akasha, Kam Toich Dibur, Kam Toich Dibur. Vehilchasa, we paskin. Kol Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. Every Toich Dibur is Kedibur Dami. Levad Meveres Chavim VeKedushim. Besides Meveres Zara and Kedushim. Now it's a big machlokes Rishonim if Toich Kedibur is a real Svarah D'Oraisa or not. Tosafot brings down We'll speak out something about a Zara and Kedushin in a second. We'll speak about it out. Let's first speak out this thing. Two Tosfos in both of Techtei Dibur. The first Tosfos brings down Rabbeinu Tam Shita that the whole din of Techtei Dibur is only the Rabbanan. First, what is Techtei Dibur? Techtei Dibur means that in the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, I can still be Chayzer or rephrase my language. That's what Techtei Dibur means. Zog Tosfos, Be'etzem Midaraisa, you can't change your mind. But there are a lot of times in the middle of working on a deal, and your Rebbe walks by, and you don't want to say anything to your Rebbe because you're going to mess up your deal. You want to still have to be on the Chayzer. But that's not nice. So Chazal Masakin, I can say Shalom Alecha Rebbe and go back. So it's Takaran the Rabban. Look at Taisus, top Taisus. First of all, the Kach Oma Kadiba Dom, Makadiba Shil 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 has another cash place, like, look, that's the beginning of time. All of a sudden, well, no, it's real. Tagli was real. Now, we said, Levar Merv is Chom Mekadushin. So, Bishlama, Lefid, the beginning of time, it's very possible why Avodah Zarah and Kedushin is different. There's no reason you have to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, but Mil Avodah Zarah, we don't want you to do Avodah Zarah. Those things, you did Avodah Zarah, we're not making the Karadu Rabbanah by Avodah Zarah. Kedushin also has, the Chumra of Kedushin, not going to do that. But let's say he learns the Raisa. So, if he learns the Raisa, first of all, what does it mean Avodah Zarah? What does it mean? Like the Shem, what it means Avodah Zarah? Rishbam learns Avodah Zarah means that if someone was matvis with something Avodah Zarah, he can't change his mind. Tais learns it means if someone says to Avodah Zarah, Eliata, he can't change his mind. So if you learn that Tarek Dibur is the Raisa, why Tarek doesn't work by Avodah Zarah? So the Teretz is, it's Tashum Chumra Davis Chavim, the Pasuk Shakit Shakitsenu. We learn from there, Medina from a Pasuk, that Tarek Dibur does not change the situation. By Kedushin, Dr. Rashbam, why can't I change my mind? He says, really, you could change your mind. But it looks like you didn't get a get, and therefore you need a get. But we need a get Medar Bonham. Top Rosh Ram says, that Shem Kiddush Ishifnei Eidim, V'choz of Omar, on top of Kuf Laman. V'choz of Omar, V'sterk Adibur, L'havim Matano, L'v'lei HaVekdushin, In Shem Eloi, U'mekadeshus V'in Mekadeshus, Chumra D'Rabbananu, M'shem Lazmam Zeris, Im T'nosi L'achab Loi Get. Because Be'etz Terk Adibur works, Medar Aysa. We're not going to make a time. Rosh Ram also works. So really, it works. You're not Kedushin. But Midarabono we need to get. So we're saying this. Technically, it works everywhere besides Avodah Zarah and Kedushin, where by Avodah Zarah, it'll be Hutvas L'Avodah Zarah, or you'll be Chayiv Misa, you can't change your mind, because Pasuk Shachar Tzekesenu. By Kedushin, you can't change your mind. Either Fir Bein Tam, you really can't change your mind, because it's only Tekan Darabono, you can't, once a Kedushin, you can't change your mind. And according to Rashbam, it's the opposite. Really, you could change your mind, but it's a Chumra Darabono that says you need to get.